Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
Woo! It's our 100th episode.
Our cider mosas.
Okay, it's not technically our 100th episode because we've actually done like 130 or something, but there were a lot of A's and B's and part ones and holiday specials. So this is really our, this is our 100th episode in number.
Sure.
We like to celebrate.
Well, we're
things.
Calling the 100th.
Our diamond edition.
Oh, is
diamond
that?
Episode? Isn't that 100? Or is it 75?
75 is diamond.
Because nobody ever has like a 100th anniversary.
Right. It's plutonium.
So this episode is going to be a little bit different. We're also recording a recap, which will be part two of all the things that have happened recently.
Mm-hmm.
This is more reflecting on the last 100 episodes of podcasting and The Young and the Restless for like the last 11 years. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Works also, happy National Coming Out Day.
Yes, I'm out.
Today.
Yeah. By the way, I am a lesbian. I am a single lesbian. Hinty, hinty, hint.
So we can celebrate two things today.
Yay. But yeah, come out if you're not, because it's really important for little, younger gay people to see out and proud people.
And not gay.
Well, and not, and, everybody.
Everybody, right?
Just be yourself and be nice.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Damn it. okay. I have notes. Let's see.
Yeah. Once again, you've got a whole page full of notes and I have nothing.
Because I can't keep anything in my head.
Right.
I thought I would share some important dates in our podcast history with you.
Okay. So I will find that interesting.
I know, because I did. So in June 2009 is when we decided to kick off this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then, fun fact, a few months later on September 26th of 2009, you got the swine flu and we couldn't podcast.
Yeah.
Just interesting to think now in our COVID times.
Right.
Swine flu was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And I remember teaching in your class when I had swine flu.
Yeah. And I went to outdoor school.
And no one got it and it was not a big deal. Not quite the same
so
with COVID.
Today. Yeah. That was a big deal back then. In January of the year 2000, we hit 10,000 downloads, which seemed like such a big deal to us.
Huge.
We couldn't even believe more than five people had listened.
Right.
And then in September of 2011, we decided to instead recap Matlock for fun as surprise bonus episode.
Yeah.
And then skip ahead because we kind of had some hiatuses here and there. Mm-hmm. In May of 2015, we hit our 70th podcast. We never celebrated a 50th. Lord knows why.
Oh, huh.
We just went.
We just breezed right through it. Yeah. Okay.
Straight to 70th. And then we took a couple years off, actually, more like one calendar year, but in February of 2019, reunited for Christoph St. John's passing.
Right.
And then not too long after, in June of 2019, last year, we had our 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought in April of 2020 was a big deal because we had our first pandemic special.
Right.
We never would have guessed.
Yeah, right.
That we'd be here.
That we'd still be doing pandemic style.
Yeah. I was just surprised that we have some years where we did a lot of episodes and then some years where I went, oh, we did four.
Yeah. Well, and you know, my moving to Alaska was a big part of that,
yeah.
I think, because internet where I lived sucked and phone service sucked.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I remember a couple times where it was like,
Were you even able to watch the show?
I was able to watch the show because I had a really good dish system going.
Okay.
But, never knowing when the phone was going to go out and when the internet was going to go out.
Oh, yeah, we'd be in the middle of a podcast. And
yeah, and then suddenly my phone would be gone.
Yeah.
It was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, so.
It was very challenging.
Yeah. That is one of the reasons I moved back to the lower 48 was to get some decent internet.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to recap the podcast. And I was that's commitment.
Well, that's, that just goes with the internet. If there's internet, there's going to be podcasting.
Yeah. So last time when we did a 10th anniversary special, I did a little thing called walk down podcast description lane.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going through because I was like, oh, well, we're supposed to be thinking about memorable moments mm-hmm. in the last 10 or 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I just thought this would be helpful to jog some of our memories.
Yes.
So in March of 2010, so these are just the descriptions that we've had for a podcast. Mm-hmm. So they're kooky because I wrote them.
Because you wrote them.
So in March 2010, it said, Cain and Lily have a switcheroo of their own. What was that? Was that with Cain's evil twin?
I think it must have been.
Kay. Lauren puts on some beer goggles and makes out with Paul.
Oh, I remember that.
And Chance plans his own deflowering.
Right.
Do you remember? Chance was a virgin.
It was such
only
a big
10
deal.
Years ago.
And he was that, I'm sorry, current Chance, but that Chance was super cute.
He was.
He was adorable.
He was
kind
of dry,
with,
though.
Well, and him with Chloe, and Chloe was so determined to deflower him, and then realized, you know, this is an important thing for a young man.
Yeah.
So let's make it special.
Don't you just think it's so interesting thinking of, like, the character they have for Chance now, where he's, right. like, this hard-boiled investigator, and mm-hmm. like, he's lived a life. And it's like, dude, you were a virgin 10 years ago.
Yeah. Well, and he was, you know, Mr. Military Man then, too.
Yes.
And it's just like, you know, it was an interesting storyline to explore male virginity, you know, especially coming out of a military con.
Yes. Also, fun fact, I mean, I'm just pulling this from the descriptions. I don't remember this. It says he lost his virginity the night of the masquerade ball. Don't remember that.
I don't remember that. I do. I'm having a flash in my memory, though, of the room in which it happened.
I do, too.
And she, like, did it up.
Yeah.
Which I think is, you know, go, Chloe. Good for you.
I just thought that was so funny. I was like, oh, I forgot about that. All right. August of 2010, Adam sues the whole town. Victoria and Billy tattoo their love, and Maggie makes a mean ginger ale.
Oh, Maggie.
Yeah, she was really good, and I wouldn't mind if she ever came back.
Right.
I don't know how that would work, but
I don't know.
She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Adam suing the whole town. Well, geez, that's today.
Yeah. What's different?
Nothing changed.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing about Victoria and Billy tattooing their love. Do you remember they got little tattoos?
They got tattoos of their wedding rings.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then later, didn't Lily have, or Victoria have hers removed?
I think she did.
Which, my experience is that when you have a tattoo removed, it leaves a bigger mark than the tattoo itself.
Oh, no. I know somebody who just actually had their wedding ring tattoo removed, but it took like 4 sessions. It's gone. Mm-hmm.
And you can't, there's no scarring or anything? Oh, okay.
Not really.
Well, I stand corrected then.
But it sounds very painful.
And expensive.
Yeah, well, I think she can afford it.
Oh, okay. Well, but
do you think every time that she and Billy get back together, though, then she goes and re-tattoos? She gets a magic marker.
I think she's a Sharpie. Yeah.
All right. February 2011, Cain meets his untimely demise. Ronan gets Chance's liver and splits town. And Jack gets to pull out his cargo shorts one more time.
Oh, Jack and the cargo shorts.
I forgot about Ronan and Chance's the whole liver thing. Remember?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
It was like
that.
They were brothers.
Yeah.
And then Ronan left, but it was like kind of broke Chance's heart.
Yeah, and Ronan never came back.
Never.
Hmm. Uh-uh. There's a character that needs to come back.
Really?
And challenge Chance for Abby.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
Fight to the death.
And so, in 10 years ago was when Cain, in theory, died.
Mm-hmm.
The fake death.
In front of the church.
Yeah, it was like the whole Godfather kind of thing. Yeah. Okay, then August 2011, Diane Jenkins is murdered. Believe it or not, 10 years ago.
Wow.
And everyone is a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Tucker has a rash. What was that?
I don't remember that.
We kind of made fun of Tucker a lot.
He deserved it. All the different Tuckers and Tucker, the Southern Tucker, and then there was the Tucker with the big poofy hair and, you know, all the Tuckers.
I don't know why he had a rash, though, but I could guess.
Yeah. Depends on where it was.
January 2012, Nikki has a drink in every bar in town.
Is this when she runs over Christine?
I think it might have been.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because there were definitely a lot of, like, she falls off the wagon a lot.
Yeah.
Kevin is a no-show at his wedding, and Victor proposes to Sharon.
Right.
Not even 10 years ago, Victor and Sharon were married.
Were married, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But only for, like, a minute.
Yeah, it was very short.
Yeah. But did they consummate?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep. I remember that. Why was Kevin a no-show at his wedding? To who? To Chloe?
Yeah.
Jana?
Must be Jana.
I think Jana died sooner.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. May 2015. Jack's doppelganger is more likable than the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Michael gets caught with a prostitute, and Sage drops a baby bomb on Nick.
Right. And that baby grew up to be...
Connor?
Christian?
No, yeah, Christian.
Christian, okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Christian. Because Connor is Adam's...
Adam and Chelsea's actual child.
And Christian is Sage and Adam.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
But Nick is raising the child and not telling the child that it's Adam's until it becomes a plot point in, what, 2 or 3 years?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. And Jack's doppelganger. That was a great storyline in general.
Yeah.
Because it even had us confused. And I don't mean in like a bad way, in a guessing like what is going on.
Yeah. No, it was baffling.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
Yeah, it was. Also, Michael getting caught with a prostitute was funny.
I mean, that's just funny. Yeah.
Because I don't think they ever... did anything. I think he just cried.
Yeah, it didn't have any
he was like,
lasting.
Hold me.
Yeah.
Right.
I want the girlfriend experience.
Because remember, it was that he had found out he had cancer.
Oh, right.
And they just glossed right over that storyline.
Yeah.
So.
No. They didn't gloss over it because remember he lost his ability to perform as a man.
Yeah, which is why he wanted the prostitute to like hold him.
Yeah, but
he didn't go through, like, with Sharon, you know, like, radiation.
No. It wasn't a long-term.
No, it was just, like, all of a sudden he was better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, male medicine.
November 2015, we said Orange is the New Black for Adam. Neil admits to kidnapping Hillary, and Sharon has a baby. It's just not hers. So that must have been... That was Christian, right? Yeah, because she...
Yeah.
It was like the hysterical pregnancy thing where Adam had, or she was committed and he convinced her that she had the baby and he like helped deliver it.
And then it was.
But it was Sage's baby and Sage died. That was just like, that set a lot of things.
Yeah, that all
kind of,
yeah.
Yeah, I was having a hard time.
It was a trigger.
Okay, August 2019. So just a year ago. Yeah. Our take on Kyla and Lola's wedding, the epic Grand Sangria night. And Billy's psychotic break in a boathouse. And is Victor really dead? Only 1 year ago.
They thought I was dead.
Yeah.
Or I thought he was dead. Wow.
Genocity thought you were dead.
Yeah. Yeah. They mourned me.
They were all putting bets on Amanda.
Right. Did Adam kill me or did Nikki kill me?
Okay. So when the Victor death surprise last year, that was when Adam messed with the medication?
With the meds, yeah.
Wow, okay.
And they fooled me good. I thought for sure that he was gone.
And I knew it. I just knew.
Yep.
That he wouldn't go out like that.
No.
Yeah. So, you know, that just kind of walked us through some of our...
Yeah. Well, isn't it interesting that, you know, what year was Christian born?
So that was 2015.
So
actually, that sounds pretty accurate now that I think
about
it.
Because he's about five. All right.
Yeah. Okay. We're always thinking about, you know, like
aging
you know, they
him
age
up,
him
aging
up,
him up.
Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, when was Faith born? Because she's a teenager now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know we're reminiscing and everything, but I would like to do a shout out for Faith. Her acting has really come along, and she's clearly learning from the people that she's working with. I noticed the other day she was using some very Sharon mannerisms.
That's cool.
And it was like, oh, okay, well, who do you watch while you're doing your scenes? Yeah. You watch the people who have been doing this for a very long time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I even had a moment where I thought, oh, no, is she... I mean, really, because if you think of, like, Faith, like, she's been on the show for, like, I don't know,
long
10
time.
Years,
yeah.
maybe longer.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of switched around for a while, I think. Maybe 10 years.
I don't think she's... I don't think she's been on that long.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah. And so I was just like, oh, man, like, will she then go off and get, like, a different career,
right.
you know, or, like, she'll be on some other CBS
she'll
show.
She'll get her own... Yeah, she'll get her own show.
Or will she be somebody who stays because she
Forever.
Started here so young? I mean, Cameron Grimes is like that, where she was gone for a while, but now she's back.
Yeah. Well, and Susan Lucci...
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
she started on All My Children when she was 16 and never left.
Yeah, totally.
You know, she went and did other projects.
Yeah.
And, you know, but.
I mean, that's kind of like Doug Davidson, too. He's
right,
been on the show for like 40 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I would like to see his other credits just to see. If he's done anything else, and at what point did that stop? Did he just say, you know what, I'm good?
You know what? Honestly, like I've been following his Instagram and just stories about him a little bit over the last year, and I feel like YNR is really doing him dirty.
Yeah.
Because they just wrote him out, and he was very clear, like, whoa, wait, what? Yeah. Like, I'm one of your longest-running characters. Yeah. Like, I'm here.
And I'm willing to do it.
Yeah. And so they did just confirm that he is back on. Okay. But then he tweeted, like, LOL, it's just 4 pages. Don't get excited.
Oh.
So, like, I kind of feel like, are they just using him as a vehicle to get Chance in, like, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, into the law enforcement.
I just feel like. Give him something real.
Yeah. Give him a real job to do. Give him a real mystery to solve. Yeah. Or, you know, have him.
He and Lauren can make out again.
Right. Have him and Lauren make out again. He could divorce Christine, yeah, which I'd be fine
with. I don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of things they could do, but.
Yeah.
Anyway. I also read that it has been confirmed that Gloria is returning.
Again, I said this in a text to you. I'll believe it when I see it.
She says she'll be showed before the end of the month.
But is she going to stay?
That's what it sounded like.
I hope so, because, you know.
Or maybe it's one of those short terms.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, bring it.
Chloe is also at a full return.
Yay! Happy, happy, joy, joy. The pregnancy bump that she was wearing this week was so bad it was comical.
It was like a pillow.
It was like a basketball.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, wait, you didn't get the pregnancy?
Yeah.
You didn't? I was supposed to? Yeah. Oh, okay, here, just use this.
I was thinking, you know, I think her and Kevin, they might be my favorite couple on the show.
Yeah.
They're so good together.
Yeah, they're so good together.
And I'm super excited for Kevin to get a real baby. Role. Yeah.
Yeah, to be a dad.
Yeah.
I want to see him being a good dad.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I don't want to see him suddenly revert or have some kind of mental breakdown or personality disorder or, you know, none of that. I just want to see him cooing and cuddling and changing diapers and just the whole thing.
I mean, Chloe's always, they're always up to some kind of trouble, but, you know.
Trouble finds them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And then we know, I think, that Dina is out this month.
Yes. Yeah, that her character is being not retired, but
dead, passing
away. Yeah, it's like they're not killing her off.
She's
but
going
she's,
off into the good night.
She's going off into the good night. Well, well said. Yeah, she gonna die.
Yeah.
And the article that I read with the actress was really sweet.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's been on it for a long time.
A long time, and the fact that they're working with the Alzheimer's Association to get it right and her misgivings about playing the role.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I think that shows a lot of compassion.
Totally.
And maturity.
I mean, there were times when I had problems with the, like, I don't know, the storyline.
Some of the things,
you know, but, like, overall, I feel like it could have been so much worse, and so I'm grateful that they even, like, went there.
Yeah. No, I think it's, and a lot of the information they put out there is really good.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here.
So what were some of your memorable moments when you think back, you know?
Well, you know, I always like a good death in that, you know, send somebody down the volcano. push someone into the elevator shaft.
That's interesting.
You know, it's something that's really not going to happen in real life.
Oh, okay.
Was it Sage? How did Sage die?
Well, I thought she had a real car accident.
Car accident. Yeah. Okay. That's not it. That's not as interesting.
What? That'll happen in real life.
Yeah, that'll happen in real life. That's not fun.
I mean, I do think Sky and the Volcano just really goes down as legend.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's just so.
Yeah.
And it's so atypical of what soap operas can be.
Yeah.
It can be that outlandish.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
I think the various diseases that they've highlighted over the years have been very funny and interesting. You know, it's not just cancer or heart disease or diabetes or things that people generally get. It's Huntington's disease.
Do you think they'll ever do a COVID one?
I don't. At least if they do, it's not going to be for many, many years. You know, when it becomes okay to laugh at COVID, and that's going to take a while.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know, just some of the things that they came up with.
Yeah,
like, you know, the blood disease that Victor had.
Yeah, whatever happened to his rare blood disease?
Well, whatever happened to his seizure disorder that he needed a dog, a therapy dog with him all the time? Did he just get over that?
Yeah, because he's Victor.
Because he's Victor, who has no scars left from his heart transplant.
No.
I think Colleen's death.
Oh, that was a big one.
That was a big one. Yeah. And her heart going into Victor and that whole thing. And Tracy has finally gotten over it.
Doesn't somebody have Colleen's corneas?
Wouldn't that be Adam? Or Adam's son?
Yeah, I don't remember. Somebody got it.
Yeah.
Was it Colleen's? Or did she donate a heart and somebody else donated the corneas?
I think someone else did the corneas.
I don't remember. And,
oh, okay. Memorable death. Brad. Yeah. Freezing under the pond.
That was a big, yes.
That was a good one. I think Vicky's, or Nikki's various murders. She's the most prolific serial killer.
Yes, she is. One of my favorites, if we're thinking storylines or things, was when Sharon was on the run.
Oh, yeah, the farm?
You know, like into birthing lambs and wearing jeans and you know I felt like
getting
that
down
was a
with
good
the farm
one.
Guy
and it was like that was really when Adam came onto the scene and was helping her. I mean it's like he's the one who hid the stuff in the bathroom so she could escape and dye her hair
right
and all
the
stuff
yeah
you know? So and I think it's interesting because there have been so many variations of Adam and the one that they have now really, really works for me.
Yeah, yeah. He's knocking it out of the park.
Totally.
Yeah.
Do you know how old he is?
He's youngish. He's like in his... I actually looked this up recently because I wanted to know what the difference was between him and Sharon Case. Sharon Case is 49.
She's 49?
Yeah.
No.
That's what her Wikipedia page says. And he's like 35.
He's 31.
Yeah, 31. Yeah, so good for you, Sharon
I know.
Case. Nice.
Yeah. I did not realize that
well done, consenting adult.
I guess in my mind, she's like forever 42.
Okay.
She
doesn't...
Cryogenically frozen.
Yeah, she has aged
mind.
Very well.
Yeah.
You know, the people on this show have varying levels of face work done.
Yeah.
I think she has aged really well, and Michelle Stafford.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
has been looking amazing lately.
So fantastic,
yeah.
And so somebody was upset on our Instagram. They commented that we were making fun of somebody. I believe they were referring to we were making fun of Adam's hair.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sorry, but like
that's what the podcast is all about.
We're not
about
trying
people.
To bully. We're just literally like, you know, having a good time.
Yeah.
And I feel like we were all very interested in like, how are these people going to do their hair? What are they going to
right?
You know, what are they going to wear?
Yeah. Yeah.
With all these new COVID rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was sad. But it doesn't change like the show. Like we're just having a good time.
Yeah. No, I mean we've always commented on. The appearance and the
we're
clothes
like,
and
we've
the
done
I mean
best of like best outfit best hair worst hair
yeah
I don't see what the problem is
yeah get over it people
it's
a podcast.
Free podcast
right
I say also I was thinking about Patty and Dr. P you know like
Patty.
That whole switcheroo that was such a good storyline that was 10 years ago
well Patty with Miss Kitty was so great. And that was kind of early in my viewing history.
I mean, that's really when we started podcasting.
Yeah. And I just, you know, it's interesting to think back now because at the time you were the lifelong viewer and you knew everything about all the characters and the storylines and I was, you know, brand fresh new and oh, what's this and what's that?
Yeah.
And I feel like now after 10 years, I'm kind of more in...
Oh, you got
you know,
it down.
A more knowledgeable place.
Yeah. It's hard to think that when we started that you didn't know who all of these people were.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny. I also remember when Devon was revealed as Tucker's son. That mm-hmm. was so
that was
shocking.
So dumb.
It was dumb, but it was like dumb. I remember doing like a spit take, like
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
I because they got me on that one. Yeah. I never would have guessed.
Yeah. Well, because it's ridiculous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think has been fun over the years of, you know, doing predictions and thinking, okay, this is where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And sometimes we were right and sometimes we were totally
Usually
wrong.
Usually you're right and I'm wrong.
Well, not always, you know, but, you know, it seems like, you know, as you get to know the show a little bit better, you're going to understand where the writers are going. But there have been definitely points where it was just like, what? This is...
Came
That's
out of left
so
field.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
One of the most memorable moments for me was when Neil went blind from electrocuting himself.
That's so yes.
You know, I don't know what blindness, why it appeals to this show so much, but so many people go blind on this
show. Well, I mean, isn't it kind of like a figurative and a literal thing? Like you're blind to the things
you're
that are happening
seeing.
Around you, so they have to like literally make somebody blind.
Yeah.
So that then they can regain their sight and find their way.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Isn't that, I mean, am I just reading too into it?
No, I think that that's right, but it seems like they go to that well an awful lot.
They do, yes.
You know.
I mean.
I did like the deaf storylines with Devon. And
how I forgot about that.
Yeah, remember when Devon was deaf?
Yeah, because like,
and he has the cochlear.
He
doesn't wear the cochlear implant anymore. He had surgery...
To make him
better. Yeah, and Tucker paid for it, and it was right around the time that Tucker was revealed as his dad.
Okay.
And he was saying, "I don't want your money." And
Okay.
Then eventually, he did want his money.
Whatever happened with Tucker? I mean, they briefly mentioned it in the spring that he was.
Yeah, they
like,
refer to him every once in a while, but
he's
not
like a.
He's like a
conspiracy
ultimate,
hoax nut.
Yeah.
In Asia.
Yeah, he's the ultimate. Absentee dad.
Yeah, he is. You know? Yes.
It surprises me that he hasn't shown up recently just because of all of the Devon giving back his money and Amanda
like,
coming to town and all that other stuff.
I mean, I don't know that he necessarily fits in with other storylines,
mm-hmm.
but I just feel like it's weird that like Tucker just isn't around anymore.
Yeah, that he's just gone.
Whatever. That's fine. I can handle other people more than Tucker.
Yeah.
So, any other memorable moments?
No, I think I'm good.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, there have been some good weddings.
Yeah.
I
mean, we watch this show because, like, the weddings and the babies and the murders and the, right? Like,
mm-hmm,
you know,
yeah.
the over-the-top stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's just been interesting to watch the show in this, like, post-COVID.
Yeah, are they
really going
to be able to
COVID.
Do galas and masquerade balls and Halloween parties? You know, Billy Miller and his Halloween parties. I miss that with that Billy.
I wonder if it'll be like, I don't know, there's a storm and then they're all, you know, where they do that thing where like two are here and two are here and two are here.
Oh, that could be. Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, and they're all in their costume or I don't know.
Yeah.
But then there's still no canoodling in their costumes.
Mm-mm.
Ew. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they'll do shadow play while people are in their costumes.
Yeah. Well, or that they're in the costume and the other person in the costume is the person's actual spouse.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's
a good
point.
They could do that.
That actually, okay. I could see that.
Yeah.
If you were the spouse, though, of like a soap opera actress, I don't know. Like, I would be like, no, thank you. I don't want to be in this scene.
No, I would totally fill in.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Why
I'd
not?
Be like, you guys better get one of those sex dummies because I do not.
Well, that's what they have
on
Bold and the Beautiful.
I know, I heard.
And I saw a picture and was like, oh yeah, I can see how if you're watching that on TV, you would be
notice.
Able to suspend your disbelief.
Okay.
To say, yeah, okay.
Okay.
But no, I think if I was a soap star, and my spouse had been, you know, riding the coattails of that.
You
to a
fill
certain
in.
Extent, it's like, you know, look, this is what I need to do for work. You don't have to, but if you're up for it, Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
And you're like, no, thank you. I'm good.
You're just not enough of an exhibitionist to be a good soap opera wife.
I just feel like I would definitely be like, can I be an extra in the masquerade ball something like that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So I think that kind of brings us to the end of our...
Woohoo!
100th special anniversary. I guess it's not an anniversary. 100th episode, Diamond Plutonium Edition. Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram, The Young and the Restless Recap, where you can say nice things or you can say nothing at all.
There you go. That is our message. Be nice to each other.
All right. Next time.
Bye.